The U.S. military has become so stretched between the Iraq war and ongoing operations in Afghanistan that a third military conflict could become drawn out and produce a high number of casualties. That's the assessment of General Richard Myers, the military's highest-ranking officer. General Myers gave the assessment yesterday in his annual report to Congress. He indicated that the U.S. could handle any additional military threat, but that reduced supplies of precision weapons and exhausted reserve units could limit the military's ability to wage war quickly. To understand what's at stake, we called Michael O'Hanlon. He's a military analyst at the Brookings Institution, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
So what does this new report say about the military's ability to handle a third war?
Well, on the one hand, I think the way you summed it up was correct, that it does mean that there's a risk of higher casualties if we have to fight such a conflict. On the other hand, that's no great surprise. After all, our military under both President Bush and President Clinton has been designed to handle essentially two wars at a time, not three. And while the Afghanistan one is modest in scale, nonetheless, it is a real war and takes 20,000 of our best troops and some Air Force support. So on the one hand, I'm not surprised. I also think one could read too much into this and become a little too worried. For example, I think that our air power is in excellent shape now. I'm a little surprised to hear General Myers talk about a shortage of precision weapons, because we've had a couple of years now to build up Air Force stocks of those weapons, and I doubt that they are all that low. It is true that some of the Army forces would have a hard time moving out quickly, and I think that's the major risk, for example, for a war in Korea.
Now, the report conflicts somewhat, though, with what President Bush said at a news conference last week. At the time, he said the military has plenty of spare fighting capacity. That's the word that's used. Who's right here?
Well, it sounds funny to say, but I actually think President Bush is closer to accurate than General Myers on this particular military issue. Not that we normally think of the president as our top military analyst, but the overall message that we have most of our capabilities in good shape and that we could respond in an overwhelming fashion to most potential crises, I think, is both correct and the important message to send for American national security purposes and for deterrence. And I also think General Myers' report is a bit, even though he says the risk is only moderate, it still sounds a bit too sweeping, as if this affects every part of the U.S. military. Again, I think the problem is fairly specific in the ground forces. I doubt that it's all that serious for precision weaponry, and I think we could move satellites from the Iraq area, overhead Iraq, to overhead North Korea or Taiwan or what have you if we needed to. And so really, on balance, I think that President Bush is closer to being on the mark on this one than General Myers. Yes, there's some risk, but it really should not be made too much of.
This is the third month in a row that the military has failed to make its recruiting goal. The lack of available recruits, how does that fit into this problem?
It is a problem, but it's more of a medium to long-term problem. I think the military and Secretary Rumsfeld have made a big mistake in not seriously expanding the size of the ground forces. But having said that, we are really seeing quite a surge of patriotism among a lot of people. And yes, there have been some unusual methods used to keep people in the force. And yes, there are some problems with recruiting here and there. But overall, I've been impressed that we've at least held our own up until now, and the Army and Marines look like they're in quite good shape at the moment. But this has to continue.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Renee.
Michael O'Hanlon is a military analyst at the Brookings Institution.